Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey guys, it's me, your master teacher. It's Kate, and I'm here on an off week to share some new content with you, some bonus content, or should we say, I have an extra credit assignment for you, and that is partnering with some of our friends, another show that I think you guys are going to like. So we are happy to introduce you to Unwell. It's an audio fiction serial, and it's set in a fictional town in rural Ohio. And it uses ghosts, yes, the supernatural, yes, yes, and other tropes of gothic storytelling. And if you know me, or you've been paying attention to the stories that I am choosing to weave into Oh Mam Mam, you'll know that, hey, gothic literature, that's my bread and butter. So I absolutely love this. So if you like the stories we have been featuring on our show, the majority of which are gothic, you're gonna like what I have to tell you. Because Unwell uses all that, right? The ghosts, the gothic stuff, the supernatural, and they use that to use their stories to examine the fallibility of memory, building community and family, and even being queer in the rural Midwest. So to give you kind of a context of what the story is about, in this story, in Unwell, you have a character, Lillian Harper, and Lillian moves to the small town of Mount Absalom, Ohio, to care for her estranged mother, Dorothy, after an injury. So living in the town's boarding house, which has been run by her family for generations, she discovers conspiracies, ghosts, and a new family in the house's strange assortment of residents, meaning you're going to have a lot of great characters in here. So it's a slow burn mystery. But it also has occasional moments of more traditional horror. And I love the fact that they give content warnings and there are transcripts available for every episode. In other words, they are making it as accessible as possible. But some things I love about this, right? They use ghosts, but these ghosts point towards issues that really drain the living. The character dynamics in this are so greatly developed, and they're foreshadowing chef's kiss. There are moments that come about and just make so much sense, like just small innocuous things that I got like writer envy a little bit. I'm like, I need to do this, you know, man more often. And they also have fun, quirky characters that play roles in some of the episode's most meaningful and memorable climaxes. So really, after listening to this, I want to keep exploring. So I'm so excited that they're going to continue on with this story. So if you're interested, well, first you can find them on Twitter. Their handle is @UnwellPodcast, and their website is unwellpodcast.com, where you can listen to all these episodes wherever you listen to podcasts as well. And of course, we are today featuring the very first episode to get you hooked. So check them out. Thanks, Unwell.
I've got the door.
Thanks, Russ.
Lights out is in 20 minutes. Are you going to be all right getting home?
I think I can handle the mean streets of Mount Absalom.
If you're sure. Good night, Dot.
Night.
Good night, Dot.
Well, hiya, Dot.
Hi, Dot Harper.
Mommy?
Good night, Mrs. Harper.
Good morning, Dot.
Dot.
Dotty.
Dotty.
Dot.
Good night, Dot.
Can you play Dotty. With me?
Miss Harper.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dot.
Dotty.
Dorothy Agnes.
Hey, Dot.
Get back here.
Doris.
Dorothy.
Dot.
Dorothy.
Dotty.
Dotty. Dotty.
Dotty.
Dotty.
Dotty. Dot?
Wes?
Dot, are you all right?
Dot! Definitely not. My ankle.
Don't try to move. I'll call an ambulance. What were you doing out here?
I was on my way home and... Where are we?
Highway 5, out of town.
Must have got turned around.
Hello? Yes, I need an ambulance. Dot Harper fell and hurt her ankle. No, we're on Highway 5, about a mile from the town line, I think.
I do not understand, she went on. It is the eve of St. George's Day. Do you not know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway? Do you know where you are going, and what you are going to? She was in such evident distress that I tried to comfort her, but without effect. Finally, she went down on her knees and implored me not to go, at least to wait a day or two before starting. It was all very ridiculous, but I did not feel comfortable. However, there was business to be done, and could allow nothing to interfere with it. I therefore tried...
Hello?
Hey there, Lily Bell.
Hi, Dad.
Just wanted to see how you were doing.
I'm fine. Though, I feel like I should have hit the turnoff by now.
From what I remember, that exit is kind of tricky.
Ask if she's using the hands-free device we got her.
Mama C wants to know if you're using the hands-free device we got you.
Yes.
Because it isn't safe to use a cell phone and drive at the same time. I read that it's the same as driving drunk.
Both of my hands are on the wheel.
Oh, good.
Any idea how long you're going to be there?
6 to 8 weeks, according to the doctor. Maybe longer because of her,
age?
Her words, not mine.
Well, Cynthia and I are here if you need us.
Thanks, Dad.
Shit!
You okay? Hun?
Sorry, a dog ran out into the middle of the road.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I have to let you go. I need to see if it's hurt.
Okay. Give us a call back when you get there.
Will do. Hey, big guy. Are you okay? Yeah, no. You're right. I should just stay in the car. Oh, look. You brought a friend. A big... angry friend. Shoot. Go away.
Dog! Moloch!
You all right, miss?
Are those your dogs?
I'm terribly sorry. They ran off before I could stop them.
Yeah, well, maybe keep them on a leash next time.
I very much doubt an old fella like me is gonna stop them going wherever they want to go with or without a leash. How about you, though? Anything broken?
I'm fine.
Well, thank the Lord for that. You hear that, Don? Molly? You got lucky this time. Again, I am terribly sorry, miss. You have a good day. Come on, you two.
Hey, sorry. Do you live here?
Roundabouts.
You wouldn't happen to know where the exit road to Mount Absalom is.
Mount Absalom, sure. You see that tree up ahead?
Yeah.
Turn left.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, I kind of feel stupid now.
The way is always clear once it's been pointed out. Like the little girl in the woods.
What did you say?
The little girl in the woods. It's a story around these parts. A little girl gets lost in the woods. She spends days trying to find her way home, but to no avail. The woods will not give her back. So she sits down and thinks and prays, and as she looks up to the sky to ask God for help, she notices the tree she is sitting under has a single low branch, and so does the one next to it, and the one next to that, and they all point in the same direction.
And she remembers that her father is a woodcutter who goes into the woods to cut branches for firewood. And she thinks maybe he would leave one branch to lead him out of the forest again, so she follows the pointing trees all the way home.
You know the story.
I heard it once, when I was a kid.
You from around here, then?
No, I'm visiting someone.
Well, have a pleasant visit.
Thanks.
I therefore tried to raise her up and said as gravely as I could that I thanked her, but my duty was imperative, and that I must go. She then rose and dried her eyes, and taking a crucifix from her neck, offered it to me. I did not know what to do. It seemed so ungracious to refuse an old lady meaning so well and in such a state of mind. She saw, I suppose, the doubt in my face, for she put the rosary around her ears. When I had seen the view, I explored further. Doors, doors, doors everywhere, and all...
Here we go.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Lillian Harper. My mom is...
Oh! Oh, you're Lily!
Yes.
Dot said you were coming. Come in, come in. Sorry, most people don't knock. They just come on in.
Right, because it's a boarding house.
Yeah. So, welcome home, I guess. Do you want something to drink?
Yeah, or... I'm sorry. Who are you?
Sorry. I'm Wes. I work here. Part-time, part-ish time. Evenings and weekends mostly. More right now because school's out, you know. Oh, I also run the ghost tour.
Ghost tour?
Yeah. Only the most haunted house in Mount Absalom. Ooh. Tour begins at dusk if you're interested. Free of charge, for you.
Of course.
Oh, shoot. I almost forgot. Here. This is for you.
A casserole.
I made it myself. My mom said it was a traditional welcoming gift.
And how long has it been sitting under your desk?
Oh... This probably should have been in the refrigerator.
Probably.
I'll be right back.
Hello?
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Lillian Harper?
Yes.
Chester Warren, assistant to Mayor Lopez.
Oh, hi.
I am your official welcoming party. On behalf of Mayor Lopez and the village assembly members, I am to offer a most sincere welcome home.
And a casserole. Yay.
Not just the casserole. I also have a gift certificate for one free ice cream over at D'Souza's Ice Cream, the best scoop in town. You'll find them down on Main. If your car needs an oil change while you're here, a certificate for a free oil change and a tire rotation at Auto's Auto, also on Main. Don't let the name fool you, though. There is no auto. Mary Lou just likes puns. Here's a coupon for one free movie rental from the movie night.
Let me guess. On Main.
It's all coming back now, isn't it? Like you never left? Now, this is expired.
I'm sorry. How did you know I was coming?
Dot mentioned it.
To the mayor.
No, but small town, you know how it is.
Sure.
Oh, and the biggie. One free admission to the Celery Festival.
Right. The Celery Festival.
How long has it been?
Since
you attended the Celery Festival.
Yeah, I really couldn't say.
15 years?
Give or take.
Hopefully more give than take. That'll be on Labor Day weekend. Do you think you'll still be here on Labor Day weekend?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, you should definitely try. It's always a heck of a time.
I'm sure.
Anyway, I should let you settle in. It was a pleasure to meet you, Lillian, and again, welcome home.
Thanks.
Was that the door?
That was Chester Warren.
Oh, and another casserole.
Yeah, look, is my mom home?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, yes, I'll take you.
No, thank you. Just tell me where she is.
She's decorating room 3 for a new boarder. That's...
third floor, I know.
Right. I'll just put your casserole away then.
Right. You... I remember you, you snitch. Jesus! Yeah, I remember you too. Mom? Mom!
Lily?
Mom?
Lily, you made it.
Are you... is everything all right?
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
It's just... it sounded like...
Dot? Dot? What?
45 seconds. Not a bad response time. Now, let's see you resuscitate the bag of potatoes.
I thought you were hurt.
And let that be a lesson to you. If I were actually hurt, there'd be a good deal more swearing.
Crazy old bat.
Bitch, dear. If you're going to work in this house sooner or later, you have to learn to cuss. You forgot the potatoes.
I hate you.
Lift with your legs.
How did you even get this up here?
A magician never reveals her tricks. So, Lily, what do you think?
Same as always.
The room? I just painted it.
Oh, right. The room. Is a kid coming to live here?
An astronomer. Plans to fix up the old observatory on Chapel Hill. Thought he'd like to look up at the stars at night.
And did he ask for sheets with planets on them?
That is the personal touch that only Fenwood House Boarding Services can provide. It's good to see you, Lily Bell.
It's been a while.
14 years.
Yeah, well, things have been, you know.
Right. Well, let me show you your room.
You can just tell me which one is empty and...
Let me show you your room.
Fine. Show me my room.
This way.
Do you need help?
I've got it.
Okay.
Are you still working at that alpaca farm?
Not for a year and a half. I work at a call center now.
A call center?
For Spoodle.
Doesn't sound as fun as the alpaca farm.
Yeah, well, getting bit by an alpaca makes you reconsider how important boring little things like health insurance are. How long has Wes been working here?
A year or two.
Is that even legal?
I'm not screwing him.
You know what I mean. He's like 12.
He's 16, Lilybell. And yes, he comes with all his papers and his shots. Unlike someone who I recall somehow worked 4 jobs in a single summer.
That was different.
Ooh.
I was 17.
Your room.
You didn't. You saved my room?
Of course not. I've got a business to run, and this is prime real estate. But I saved all your things, and when you called, I took them out of storage and put them back just as you left it. Embarrassing amount of stuffed animals and all.
It's exactly the same. Like, exactly.
I took pictures of where it all went.
You are a crazy old bat.
Hey, Dot!
Yeah?
Look out the window!
The window? What in the... Give me a hand, will you?
Sure.
This thing does not like to move. Russ?
Dot, hi! Did your daughter arrive yet?
Yeah, she's here.
Hey.
Lillian! Russell Epstein. Hi. We are the official, unofficial town welcoming party. And as you can see, we come bearing gifts.
Yes, I do see that.
We'll be right down, Russell. Hope you like casserole. Welcome home!
Sure. Home.
This episode features
Shereba Rivers as Lily,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Clint Worthington as Russell Epstein,
Bethany Hart as Cynthia Harper,
LaQuinn Groves as Dale,
Mark Soloff as an old man on the edge of town,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Pat King as Chester,
Sebastian Orr as
Ellie Maitland as
Written by Jim McDaniel.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
Unwell is supported by our listeners at Patreon. You can support us by visiting patreon.com/HeartLifeNFP. And a special thanks to our supporting producers, Caitlin White, Bill Gardner, Steve Diamond, James Battle, and Anton S. According to the disputed filings in the State Historic Preservation Office, the Fenwood House is the oldest continually inhabited residence in all of Ohio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs & Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs & Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.